And in the studio from the old school, I'm delighted to have Shona. Good morning.
Good morning, Aaron.
So you were kind of forced to come over here because it's pretty noisy at the old school at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Their concrete went down this week, so concrete cutting today, and then they've got to put in the bumpers and mark the lines, and we have to wait a little bit for it to be cure, but we're nearly there.
Nearly there. So there's been... Yeah. This time last week, I was going over, so this old school event's happening at the club, this old school's still at the old school, this other one's down here, like... Everything's a bit everywhere.
Yeah.
And then do you still have to wait for it to be signed off by council as well? Is that a thing?
Yes, it is. I think next Wednesday, hopefully they'll sign it off. But after that, there'll still be some curing time.
I guess people who are doing those individual groups
will let people know, and we'll have it signposted.
Yeah.
So the old school has been open all the way through for foot traffic. So that will continue. And I know we'll definitely be open on the 1st of January for the exhibition that we've got happening. The cars will have access from them.
Okay, proper car park. And it's concrete this time.
Yeah, it's going to be really nice. Walls look great, beautiful, smooth concrete.
Actually, I noticed that. Yeah, I was walking through that slightly precarious entry that's set up at the moment, and I was looking at the concrete walls. They've made them look nice and new.
Yeah, I think it's going to be really good, and it will all be worth it. We just have to hang on a little bit longer, because the longer the concrete cures, you know, we need to give it the proper curing time to be sure that it will last.
And they've put underground drainage to try and take the water away, haven't they?
Yeah, it ended up being a much bigger job than they originally thought, is why it's dragging on so long.
That doesn't surprise me. Every time you dig up something underground, you always get surprises.
That's it. It's got proper storm drainage now, and there are two drains all the way through the car park and a trap thing in the corner, so we're going to be all sorted for the next 50 years or so.
50 years?
I don't know how long. I'm just making that up.
We won't be around to test it, so... Maybe.
I'd be
pretty old if I was still around in 50
might just
years.
Make it, Aaron.
I'd be 102.
Yeah, could be.
I might not be doing the show anymore. Anyway, so the car park's getting sorted. There isn't anything. The only ongoing thing at the moment is the Spirit of Christmas exhibition, which is down at the old dairy factory.
Yep, that's right.
And that's just tell us a little bit about that, because you've got some different hours coming up for the next few days.
Well, we're open 10 till 4 every day till the last day is Sunday the 17th. And then we're also going to trial a late night opening on this Thursday and Friday from 5 till 8 for people who find it hard to make those our normal hours. Because we're only open for a week. So it gives us a little bit more opportunity for people to come down and see what we've got.
So Thursday, Friday evening and the weekend as well.
Yep, and the weekend.
Yeah. And that's, if you don't quite know where it is, so just count 58 Wallace Street, look on the boxes.
Yeah, if you head towards the wharf, you'll see it. We've got signs and flags out next to Monster.
And it is the biggest building there. So
yeah, it's actually a really cool building. We're really lucky to have use of that space. Thank you, Andreas. It's so appropriate.
Yeah, I was talking to Susanna about it last week, and she said it took about 3 days to clear out all the equipment and all the sawdust.
It's a massive job. It really was.
I know. I was thinking I should go around just to see how it looks now, because I remember it as a joinery workshop last time I was in there.
Yeah, well, it's still kind of like retro industrial chic kind of thing going on.
Yeah, you couldn't lose that. Yeah, that's cool. And aside from that, the only other things going on are just the regular classes at the moment.
Yep, there's an exhibition on the 1st of January.
So that for you, that's the thing that... But are you having a holiday?
Yeah, we're closing the office on Friday the 22nd and reopening on Monday the 8th.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, we have got a lovely exhibition from Lisa Kay Photography and Colleen... Really by the Heart, who does watercolours.
Yeah.
And they'll be in there with our beautiful new car park and full access.
Yes.
Yeah, and I think Lisa's also planning on doing some golden hour photo shoots, so if you're interested in that, pop down and see her.
So you mean during the exhibition she's going to be out doing a photo shoot?
Well, they'll be open 10 till 3.
Yeah.
And I think then she'll have time after that for sort of sunset photos.
Right, and is that going to be brought into the exhibition? Or?
I don't think so. I think it's just something she's offering us as a bit of an extra.
Oh, so she can take people with her, like a class?
No, I think she's photo shoot. So, you know, if you want some photos, if you like her style.
Oh, right.
And you want some beautiful photos in Raglan.
Yeah. She's available.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that's cool. So that's starting on the 1st. And how long does that go for?
Till the 14th. 1 till 3 every day.
Till
10 till 3 every day. 1 till 3, that wouldn't be very long at all.
No, 10 till 3. That's sort of the normal opening hours.
Yeah,
and you'll be back. You and Max are in the office these days. Is she also having the time off?
Yep. Yeah, we're all, well, we're just closing the office, so everybody's, I don't know, there are people maybe doing some work from home, but it won't be in the old school anyway.
Yeah, and I remember, I wasn't at the last community board meeting, but I hear you guys got some funding for a couple of projects as well.
Yeah, we got a very generous grant for the film festival, which is really exciting. Yeah.
And that's at a different time now. It's been shifted. When's it been shifted to?
May.
Into May.
May next year, yeah. So the entries are still open. So if you've got a movie on the way, then keep on.
And it's mostly short films that...
Yeah, 10 minutes is the max. I think 5 for kids and 10 minutes for teenagers and adults.
And what if you've made something longer? Can you put a short version in or something like that?
Yeah, well, that's it. You just have to edit it, basically.
Or a clip.
And
or
that, which is hard, but it will usually make your movie better.
True. Yeah, actually, that's as you're learning to be a filmmaker, brevity is important. You don't keep all the little lovely edits that you enjoyed making, but yeah.
And then we've got the movies too.
Okay. So when are they coming on back?
Not back till January.
Yeah.
January the 6th and 7th, and then the 20th, 21st. We've got the same three movies at various times over both weekends. Two Tickets to Greece, which is a French language comedy about some 40-something women who head off on a holiday together and havoc ensues.
Right.
It's got some great reviews. So.
Okay.
And a really a good cast, too. I know it's got Christian Scott Thomas. I can't remember what the other ones were, but they were top actors. And then we've got Oppenheimer, if anyone hasn't seen it yet.
Has it already played?
No.
Not here?
Not here, okay. No. So obviously it's been in Hamilton, but...
Some of us don't like to go to Hamilton, so it's good that you brought Oppenheimer here.
Yeah. It is. I've seen it twice, and it is an awesome movie.
You've seen it twice?
Yeah.
Because it was so good?
Yeah, and because my nerd of a son really loved it, so...
He wanted to go back. Fair enough.
He's seen it, I think he's seen it 3 times now, so...
Oh, right. Wow.
It's 3 hours long, so you have to be able to commit a bit of time to it, but well worth it.
Yeah.
And then the last one is Past Lives, which sounds quite interesting. It's sort of about the Korean immigrants in the States.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, one family who immigrates, and then they meet up. Young people meet up after a period of time separated. Yeah. One of them's gone to the States, one of them's stayed in Korea. So.
And how they've changed.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay, that sounds interesting. So those, just remind us again when they're going to be?
The 6th and 7th of January, and then the 20th and 21st of January. So have a look at our website for the times.
Okay. And just about the markets, I know you don't run the markets, but sometimes in the past they've been fortnightly or twice monthly in the summer. Is that happening this year? Or
no.
Just the usual monthly?
Yeah, just the usual monthly.
Which is the second Sunday of every month?
Yeah, that's right.
Looking at the
next
poster.
One in January. And they go really well like that, but it was just a lot of extra to put on.
Yeah.
Put them on fortnightly over the summer, and difficult for the stallholders as well sometimes.
Yeah, they're often not. They've got that cycle of...
Yeah, exactly.
This second of the month, I'm always there, and other times I'm somewhere else. And you were saying to me just before we went on the air that the Christmas Cakes, which is a bit of a fundraiser, like the Spirit of Christmas exhibition, a fundraiser for the old school, the Christmas Cakes, there's still some available?
Yeah, because we'll be baking this afternoon, and Sarah Bing has thrown us 42 beautiful bowls, which are in the kiln right now. We've got a few spares there, just in case of accidents. So fingers crossed, they'll all come out in one piece, and we'll have an extra 8 to sell over what we've already sold.
Okay.
So we'll be selling them at Spirit of Christmas, so you can pop along there.
Okay, and so for people who don't understand, it's a cake that comes in a bowl, so you get the bowl as well, that's part of the deal.
Yeah, part of the deal. Lovely bowls, hand-thrown by Sarah Bing. She carves them and decorates them. They're red and white, Christmassy themed.
Can we indicate sort of the size of the bowl?
Well,
without using
large,
your hands, because nobody can see your hands.
Yeah, she calls it a large cereal bowl. I would probably call it more like a noodle bowl. We've got a couple in my house, and we use them for pasta and salads and all sorts, really.
Okay.
And the cakes, it's a bit of an indulgence, but it's one you can feel good about. It's vegan, no added sugar, just orange juice, fruit and flour, basically.
Oh, really?
And, they're really delicious.
Oh, my mouth's watering. But I've just got more interviews to do. So was that everything that we needed to talk about for the old school?
We got the
film festival's not due for a few months, and entries are still open. And you can't park at the old school just yet, or even work today, judging. Are you going back home to work now?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
I am. But it will all be worth it.
Yeah, well, something had to happen. Like,
mm-hmm. And I think we've done really, it's been hard work for everyone, well, for everybody who's involved with the old school, for the room hires and
yeah.
for the office and for the committee, but we've managed. You know, we haven't had to cancel anything. We've still had Spirit of Christmas. We've still had the market. We've,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a little bit of extra organisation, or maybe a lot of extra organisation. I'm not sure. Yeah. All right, Shona, thanks for coming in this morning.